Private Ian Coulthard. I'm with 100 Pioneer Squadron of 168 RLC Regiment. I'm from a town called Chopwell, that's in Gateshead, northeast England. Here in Afghanistan, I'm a APLS driver, which is basically a truck driver in simple terms. I'm with three LSR, who take care of the logistics. Basically, they do the supplies to the forward out bases and give people who are a little bit further out in the desert something to eat and something to drink, basically. Because I always wanted to be with the army when I was younger, never got round to doing that. I thought I'd put a little bit of excitement in my life, a little bit of adventure. Went and joined the TA. A few years later, I found myself in Afghanistan. I was here in 2010. I'm back here in 2013 for my second tour. I've been to Kenya. I was in 9 different countries in 2 years. I can't really complain at that. Flying around in helicopters and all sorts and just doing stuff I never thought I'd get to do. I get a lot of satisfaction out of the TA. Here in Afghanistan, we've been helping over the last few years, well, last 11, 12 years, to give a country a democracy, to help people live a free life, to help them build schools, medical facilities, help them put security into their own country so they can work and manage their own country for themselves. And I'd just like to know, I like to think that I've played a big part in that, because I think everybody has the right to live a free life, rather than living under repressive regimes. A few years back, a lot of the regular army used to look at the TA and think, oh no, TA, and they were like TA-phobic. But now they're just, oh, TA lads, yeah. And it's just, they're just treated like one of the lads, don't get treated any different. So we get no less sleep than anybody else. Yeah, you miss home, like, but this tour, being out here, this is like 7 weeks now, coming into 7 weeks. We've been very busy. Home seems like a long way, like a long time ago right now. So you tend to think more about what you're doing next. You know, once you get over home, you just start thinking about what you're doing. And I'm just looking forward now to my R&R date in a few weeks. And then after that, I'll probably start my countdown to Cyprus and then back home.